FedEx to cut up to 2,000 jobs in Europe amid market slump. FedEx plans to lay off up to 2,000 European employees to counter sluggish market conditions, aiming to save $175 million annually by 2027. FedEx is planning to cut thousands of jobs in Europe as it continues to struggle with sluggish market conditions. The express giant said that it would let go of between 1,700 and 2,000 members of its back-office team on the continent, around 3-4% of its 52,000 European employees. It hopes the move will generate annual savings of $175 million starting in fiscal year 2027. The cost of the layoffs in legal fees and severance packages is expected to amount to between $250 million and $375 million, FedEx said. The company said layoffs were part of ongoing measures to reduce structural costs. FedEx explained that the cuts would remove and consolidate administrative and commercial positions. Certain activities performed across the region will also be consolidated to be located in select shared activity centers that are in countries that are best aligned with our needs and the existing FedEx real estate footprint, FedEx said. They would not have an impact on customers or delivery service levels. In line with European and local labor laws, the consultation process will be conducted at the country level with differing timelines across the region. FedEx has been tackling softer market conditions by implementing its Drive Cost Saving Program, which aims to generate annual savings of $4 billion. In its fiscal third quarter, FedEx's ground network achieved savings of $290 million, air costs were down $110 million and general and administrative expenses were reduced by $150 million. The savings in the air network are down to a focus on structural transformations and reduction of flight hour costs, and optimizing its network in Europe, the company said. FedEx has also parked aircraft to help reduce costs and respond to weaker demand levels. Last year, FedEx said it planned to reorganize its air network to better suit the demands of various shipment types as part of efforts to cut costs. The cost-saving initiatives are starting to show improvements. In its fiscal third quarter results, operating income improved by 19% on last year to $1.2 billion and net income was up 14% to $879 million. Richard Smith, Chief Operating Officer, International and Chief Executive, Airline, Federal Express, said, "Alongside the work we've done to optimize our networks, we're taking necessary actions to streamline many of our functions to reduce structural costs while continuing to deliver outstanding service to our customers. We do not take these decisions lightly, but they are essential to putting FedEx on the right path for the future." FedEx is not alone in looking to make cost savings due to changing market conditions, with customers opting for lower-cost express solutions in light of inflation. In January, UPS announced it would cut more than 12,000 jobs as part of efforts to reduce costs in light of continuing market weakness. The express giant's chief executive, Carol Tomei, said the job cuts would save the company $1 billion per year.